Right now, we want to talk to Bill Cream, who's the Deputy Director, the Department of Public Works, City of Pittsburgh. Bill, good morning.
Hi, Larry. Good morning. It's good to be with you.
It's been a challenging week. In fact, since January 1st, we had 21 days of measurable snow, and we only had one day off, and that was Wednesday this week, and even had a little overnight. Now, I don't have to tell you, you've taken a lot of heat in the city about response to snowfall. How do you respond?
Well, it's been incessant. We certainly have had our challenges. We were working 12-hour shifts, 6 to 6 and 6 to 6, and to fight the fight. But it just kept coming, you know, and I think finally Mother Nature has taken her heel off our neck, and we'll get a little breathing room and, you know, dress some equipment and stockpile some material.
We see pictures of material tweeted in storage centers. What kind of material is being put on the road?
Salt. Road salt.
So
it's this, these reports, whether it's some media platform or social media, that we've been spreading some other type of material that we have stockpiled for traction and traction only because our temperatures have been challenging. We have stockpiled some sand for traction if needed. But right now, we are spreading salt, and anyone who says differently, it's misinformation.
All right. Do you have enough to continue now for the rest of the winter?
Well, we continue to take delivery every day. Our vendor is on the road every day with triaxles to our different salt sheds, and we stockpile every day, Saturdays included. We did run into some holidays where we could not, they weren't working. We didn't take deliveries on Christmas or New Year's, obviously. So, you know, that's 1,500 tons we didn't get. But we continue to take delivery of our magnesium-treated salt.
And, Bill, you've heard the criticism about the trucks themselves not being operable or sitting on the side of the road when it's snowing. How do you respond to those?
Well, I just respond to anyone who wants to drive down the street, you know, with their camera in front of their face, and they're already driving in dangerous conditions. You know, put their camera in front of their face and take pictures of a truck that's on the side of the street. Maybe the guy's taking a break. Yeah, I don't know. We've rented some trucks. We've rented some trucks for the season, and they are up and running. You know, there's a lot of photos floating around out there, Larry, that are just misinformation.
Well, that's the thing with social media. Now, a lot was made about perhaps some politicians getting some roads cleared. What's your reply to that?
Oh, I can't speak to that. I don't know. I don't know what politicians you mean. I have an idea where the mayor lives. I don't know his address. I don't know what politicians you're talking about.
Okay. I mean, I don't trust social media either, but you see some things on social media that, oh, look at this road that's getting cleared, and look at this road that's getting treatment, while my road's not.
One that did get a lot of attention was Negley Avenue, which is a steep hill that
South Negley, yeah, familiar.
Yeah, the wooden horses were put up, and there was not any salting of that road. Is that true?
It was eventually addressed. The barricades were up there for public safety. Apparently some folks took it upon themselves to move them. They don't know any other way off of that part of Squirrel Hill, I guess. They moved the barricades and started down the hill, and obviously bad things happened.
All right. Well, I appreciate your willingness to come on, Bill. Thank you.
Sure. Okay, Larry. Thank you.